Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. Good morning, good afternoon. This is the Dangerous Faith, and I'm here to bring you a little topic on stumbling blocks. I hope everyone is. So God bless you, and let me go into prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the Word, I hope that this Word get to you, and I hope all is doing well from the weekend, and I hope families and friends are staying safe from the COVID virus, and I hope that you'll still stand strong in your faith. Regardless of what is going around in the world, and I pray for deliverance, and I pray for peace. In Jesus' most holy name, amen, amen. Stumbling blocks, hallelujah. Here we go. In 2 Corinthians 6:3, it says, "We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited." Amen. Amen. Have you ever cared for people who were suffering at their own hand? People whose own choices led to where they are? Do you struggle with forgiveness? If so, the Lord tells you to let it go. Let it go. Give it up. Why? Unforgiveness is a stumbling block. It sabotages the work God is attempting to do. Today, if you're caring for someone who suffers from his or her poor choices, make a conscious decision to forgive. Let it go. Ask God for his perspective. Then, as that stumbling block is removed, prepare to watch him work mightily. Amen. I'm going to expand a little bit on it more than that. What does it mean to be a stumbling block? In the midst of the series of laws regulating the treatment of others, we find do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord, Leviticus 19:14. Obviously, putting a rock or a brick in front of a blind person is cruel, but the New Testament takes the practical adage and turns it into a spiritual metaphor. After Peter rebuked Jesus, denying the crucifixion would take place, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's." That's Matthew 16:23. Peter, under the influence of Satan, tried to distract Jesus from what he had come to do. He tried to make Jesus a stumble in his path to the crucifixion. Peter reiterates the idea, but we preach Christ crucified to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness. The idea that the Messiah would be crucified was a stumbling block to the Jews, something that tripped up their beliefs of what the Messiah would be like. But most of the time, a stumbling block refers to something or someone who keeps another from a relationship with God. Jesus said, "And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy milestone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come. But woe to the man through whom the stumbling block comes. Just as it would be better to chop off one's hand than sin in the kingdom of perspective, it would be better to drown than lead a child into sin. Amen. Amen. Similar, in Romans 14:13, Paul points out that God alone judges. We are not to judge others, but be concerned that we are not the ones leading them into the sin we're so concerned about. Amen. Amen. Stumbling blocks also arise when the path is a little more ambiguous. The mature Christian life allows some freedoms that seem contrary to an obedient, disciplined faith. The Corinthians were concerned about eating meat sacrificed to idols. Modern issues include drinking alcohol in moderation or dancing, but take care that this is liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. Our liberty is not worth another's walk with God. If something God allows will lead another to sin, we need to avoid it. So it's your choice if you want to drink, you want to do what you want to do. You have that choice. You have that freedom. But the thing is, also accept the consequences. We are given great freedom as Christians, but the greatest is the freedom to consider others' welfare over our own. Amen. Refrain from being a stumbling block means not leading another into sin. How we accomplish this depends on the situation and the hearts of those around us. The security we have in God's love and provision, both now and eternally, allows us to show concern to those who are weaker, those who need specific encouragement to understand who God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In some situations, that means living in those freedoms to exemplify that God is God of grace. In others, it means discipline ourselves to build up weaker believers and not pushing them into a liberty they're not ready for. But always it means not encouraging another to act in a way the Bible specifically identifies as sin. I'm telling you, do not be a stumbling block for anyone. If they want to come into the Lord's words, want to accept Jesus, and your cousin them to stumble to get that word because you don't have your situation together, you are causing them to stumble. I'm saying do not be a stumbling block for anyone, chick, child, or anyone to come to the Lord. Do not let them be a stumbling block. This is my message for today. I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. I had a wonderful weekend, very peaceful. I went to a service. I listened to one of my minister friends, and it was a great sermon. And I am just blessed. I'm elated. I'm at peace. I'm overjoyed. Because God is continuing to bless me and my household, regardless of anything. it just bounced off. And like I said, whatever Satan has to bring, it does not even faze me. So I'm telling you to stay in your word, stay encouraged, stay forever peaceful, and love one another. Because God, He first loved me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Until then, I will see you Wednesday with another words of encouragement. I am now doing my words of encouragement 3 days out the week. And I did do it all last week because I just got back started. But I will be doing it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So look for those words. Amen. Amen. Love you. God bless you. And I see you Wednesday. See ya. Bye-bye.